Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today's show is Questions with the Queen, episode number 68, and it's so exciting to get questions from various people. I love answering questions and being a help to other people. So today's question is, what skills are needed for successful entrepreneurs? And, you know, people would think that I would say writing, reading, all this type of stuff. But I have seen that it is those psychological skills that are needed more than anything in order to really move the needle, in order to really, really just get things going in your business and keep things going. So I want to tell you my top six reasons or top six areas that you need to have to be a successful entrepreneur. Number one is you need belief. You need to believe with all your heart that you can indeed be successful. You see, belief is half the battle. When you truly believe in yourself and your ability, you will begin to really just surprise yourself, to be honest with you. I will tell you, I've surprised myself on many things in life, and it all starts with that belief. If I believe that I can, I can. If I believe that I can't, I can't. Same thing with you. What you believe will make a difference in your life. So that's number one, is your belief. Number two is your vision. And I tell people all the time, your vision has got to be something bigger than just you. You've got to, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, your vision has got to be bigger than Dallas. I have an international vision, you guys. I really see myself as being an international motivator. And the reason that I say that all the time is I truly believe that with all my heart. Les Brown encouraged me in 2009 to go out and be, I told him I wanted to be a female version of him. He said, you can be better than me. So he encouraged me in 2009 to go out and speak and share my heart with people. And he said, you will build a following and you will become that person you always desire. So see, I have the vision that that is going to happen. Yes, I have not taken advantage of the last 7 years that he told me that. I haven't done what I needed to do to build that vision and to build that brand. But now I am, because I really see now it's just a matter of me doing what I need to do and staying focused and knowing that anything is possible. So that is step number two. Step number three, in my opinion, is hustle. Now, this is where you really have to go to work. You really have to determine that your life, that your vision is worth every dollar, every penny, every sweat, every, you know, muscle burn, everything that you could imagine. You've got to have that hustle. You have got to have that hustle. So number four is delegation. And I will tell you this. I had a conference about 2 weeks ago. So it's so important that you have a team and that you delegate people to do different things. And when you do that, it makes your life a lot easier. And don't be a person that's not willing to pay some money to help people. You know, when you delegate, be willing to pay for it. It doesn't have to be much, but be willing to pay people to help you. So important, because people will love to help and be a part of a vision if they can, you know, get a little something, whether it's recognition or just whatever. But be willing to pay people. Number five, accept coaching and good advice. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is we have a responsibility not only to ourselves but to others. We have a responsibility to make things better. I truly believe it's our goal. If we have knowledge in some area, it's our goal to go forward with things. It's our goal to make things better, because we've been given a certain amount of knowledge. We've been given a certain amount of information. And a coach can help bring that out of you. A coach can give you great advice. A coach can do a number of things for you. They can really help you get to the next level. I think about coaches, especially if you're stuck. A coach can easily say, just take a breather, relax, and let's reconsider this. Let's think about this thing again. When you do that, I tell you, your life can just be so wonderful, because the coach can put you in directions that you never imagined. I went today to a program with Dr. Cassandra Bradford Wilson, And one of the things that she said is with the I Love Business Conference 2017, pick me a couple of cities. Go out and have a workshop. Go out and do some things and be a part of some things in other places. And I tell you, that will draw people to that conference. You see, my goal for 2017, you guys, is to have 200 people come to Dallas for the I Love Business Conference November 3rd and 4th. And I'm believing, God, that that will happen. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that that will happen, and I will be so excited and so pumped and jazzed and whatnot. But I just believe that whatever we believe will happen. And if we accept good coaching, she gave me some great coaching advice. She just told me right then and there that if you believe that it can happen, it can happen. If you believe that it won't happen, it won't happen. So with that being said, I have to do what I need to do in order to make things happen for my life. So with that being said, I will be doing a whole bunch of different things for 2017. I'll be doing a lot of evenings with the author. I've authored one book, and I'm in the process of writing another book that will be absolutely incredible. So with that being said, just accept good coaching, good advice. Don't leave your business to all of your ideas. Be open to options and everything. Just be open, definitely. And number six is know when to let go. Many times you need to let go of something. I know I've been praying and thinking that something is going to turn around in one of my businesses for, goodness, 3 or 4 years now. And what I've realized is it's time to let go of that and not necessarily close the doors on that part of my life. But if it's not growing, just accept where it is and keep going. You know, accept where it is and keep going. But, you know, be honest and upfront that you need to develop multiple streams of income and know that. And know when one idea is not working for you, the other idea can work for you. Just know that. Know that it's so good to know that that's available for you and that other ideas are right around the corner if you choose for them to be. So with that being said, this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. I wanted to recap what I've talked about tonight. Today it is the question, what skills do successful entrepreneurs need? And I believe, number one, that they need belief. Number two, that they need vision. Number three, that they need to hustle. Number four, we need to know how to delegate. Number five, we need to accept coaching and good advice. And number six is we need to know when to let go. So, so important. So with that being said, you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.